Hey everyone, this is Blake, the social media assistant with the New Hampshire Council on Developmental Disabilities, hanging with my buddy Tim Houle of the council. Tim, you want to introduce yourself?
Yes. Hey everybody, I'm Tim Houle. I'm vice chair on the New Hampshire DD Council. And I'm hanging with Blake.
Awesome. Thanks, Tim.
Yeah.
And so we are just kind of taking a walk because it's such a nice day out today, folks. By the way, if you're not outside today on Friday, March 31st, 2023, the year of our Lord, get outside because it is really nice out, which is what we are doing. And Tim, just going to start off by asking you really a basic sort of question. What does, you know, March being National Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month, what does that month mean to you when you hear those words?
It means a lot to me, Blake. I live with cerebral palsy. I'm 34. I have a disability. I don't like it, but it is what it is, I guess. Even though I hate that saying. I had surgery when I was 3 years old on my legs to keep my legs straight. It didn't work. And I got bullied a lot in school because of my disability. Hard time making friends. But I was able to graduate in 2007 in high school from Raymond, New Hampshire, at where I grew up. And then after graduating high school, I got into a program called LifeShare for people with disabilities. I'm currently in a program for people with disabilities called Work Opportunities. I work at TJ Maxx in Portsmouth. I like it. Stock shelves. I have a lot of friends now. I go to Camp Allen in Bedford, New Hampshire every summer. I'm going this year for 2 weeks in August, the last 2 weeks of August.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I volunteered there in the past.
And yeah.
I think that's where we had the Blues barbecue.
Yeah, I haven't been to that.
It's fun, man. You got to go. Good barbecue, dancing, and great music. So, Tim, first of all, thanks for sharing some of that story, you know, and opening up. And I think that leads really perfectly into my next question, which was going to be, you know, what is one thing, if you can boil it down to one thing, there's probably many things you want to see changed, but what is one real tangible thing you'd like to see changed to better benefit the disabled community? Whether it sounds like, you know, more social and societal awareness for folks to stop bullying and you know, yeah, expanding ableism, which we see all the time,
yeah,
unfortunately. But what for you is something that comes to mind when you want to see change to better benefit the disability community?
Something I want to see change to benefit the disability community is more hours for people with disabilities at work.
Mm.
More accessible parking, more accessibility in the community and at home for people with disabilities.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that comes down to, you know, the folks up in Concord who make a lot of the legislative decisions, getting folks in the disabled community to feel comfortable enough, like you are with me, going there, sharing their story on certain bills and topics, and hopefully pushing the needle in the right direction on a conversation and getting good legislation passed to better benefit the community. For me, I feel like that's a very big part of it. And then, you know, Tim, I'd love for you to share just a little bit about your interactions with folks at the council. You said it was vice chair?
I was vice chair, yeah.
Yeah, vice chair. He outranks me. I'm just the lowly social media guy. He's really one of my bosses. And you know, just share a little bit about, you know, your positive interactions with people at the council and why you love being part of the council.
I love meeting new people and learning new things. I've learned a bit about being vice chair and how that works and how to start the meetings and introduce everybody and help everybody out. We got a really good group of people, And I am proud to be on the council advocating for myself and voicing my own opinions, telling my story. So I really enjoy it.
No, I love that. And, you know, it was actually Vanessa that got me to interview for the position I'm in. And I could not be more grateful to her for that. And Tim and I were just saying before we hit record here that, you know, we all have different reasons why we want to better, you know, push the cause of disability rights forward. And, you know, there's a lot of practical and really important reasons why. But there also has to be some fun reasons, like, you know, to make the work worth doing every day. And I was saying to Tim that in the Stepping Stones magazine, he didn't realize that Marvel superhero-centric article was written and published by me. And I was like, it's not every day that you get to say, hey, you know what I do for work? I got to write an article about the intersectionality of Marvel superheroes and disability rights and how those two things come together. And that's just a very fun thing for me. And he didn't realize that he was very surprised to hear that was me. But so, Tim, that leads into my question here of what is, I think, if you could say, one fun reason that would get somebody out of bed in the morning to and want to, you know, take up the cause of advancing disability rights?
One reason why you should join is it's a lot of fun. We go on trips, we talk about all kinds of different topics. You meet a lot of new people, learn new things, and just basically be yourself and have fun.
Yeah, and like I said to Tim, you know, the Blues Barbecue event is a perfect example of that, which is put on by the Council and Able New Hampshire and a bunch of other really great groups. And, you know, look, you get barbecue, you get dancing, you get friends, you get blues music. I really failed to see how it could get better than that in my humble opinion. And, Tim, I think one last really important question, I think, or really just a closing statement from you about, what you're so grateful for every day when you wake up. Doesn't have to be disability rights related, just one thing you're grateful for when you wake up in the morning every day.
I'm grateful for my friends and family. I'm grateful for my job. I'm grateful for everything.
I love that. I go to yoga, and one thing one of my regular teachers always says is she always closes class by saying the sentence that really resonates with me, which is, every day we wake up and are able to put our two feet on the earth or really just breathe the air is a gift, and we got to make the most of that gift every single day, and being kind to people and doing the work, you know, that you, I, and so many others that we know are doing. And I just want to say thank you to Tim for letting me drive out to Newmarket, because he's only ever met me on Zoom very, very briefly in passing, or seen my name in emails maybe, or in Marvel superhero articles apparently. And so it's great to be able to actually spend some time on a gorgeous day meeting you in person. So I appreciate you.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming out, Blake.
Awesome. We're gonna hit record and end it there, guys. And we're going to keep walking because it's nice out. But we will be posting this on the social media soon. You'll see a fun picture of the two of us. And, follow the council for all the amazing work we're doing and all the fun events that come up this spring and summer. Cheers, y'all.